a year when Ebola is still a deadly threat, but basically localized in West Africa, the global flu season is a particularly intense one. The CDC has declared flu to be an epidemic, with 22 states and Puerto Rico reporting high flu intensity. With us now, Anna Catherine Rye, a doctor at Palmetto Health Children's Hospital in Columbia, South Carolina. That's one of the hottest spots for flu activity in the country. 20 people in South Carolina have died from the flu so far. 500 people were hospitalized last week. 28,000 cases have been confirmed, and that's double last year's numbers. Dr. Rye, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thank you for having me.
Great. How prepared are communities like yours for this flu, being mindful of, you know, it's certainly not the fatality level of Ebola, but we have to think about that all of a sudden in this era?
Absolutely, you do. I think that our communities are well prepared. Influenza season is something that we see every year. And as physicians, we know that it can wax and wane from year to year, meaning we can have very high numbers one year and then the next year have low numbers. The other very interesting thing about influenza is that it can range anywhere from early November to December, all the way through March. So you have a wide season for influenza, even though the majority of the time, most influenza season peaks at January or February.
Is the rising aging population, people living into their 90s, mean that there are an increased number of victims in flu season because the elderly are at risk?
The elderly absolutely are at risk. That's a very good question. I think that if you go back and over time and kind of look at the numbers, you probably would see that you would have maybe more mortality in that age era. I do think it's interesting that, you know, most people who are age 65 or older, especially those are ones with comorbidities, are at increased risk of morbidity and mortality.
What about the demand for the flu vaccine itself? Are you having difficulty with that?
No, not at all, unfortunately. I wish the demand was much higher. That is something that I think we as practitioners could do, is to push the flu vaccine on our patients. The other thing is to get awareness out there that the flu vaccine is very important to get. And I think that people forget that influenza is a deadly disease. It's something that we see every year, but it's something that absolutely can kill you. And it can kill you in more numbers than, say, Ebola that's out there in the news that really doesn't affect anyone in South Carolina and the United States.
Dr. Rye, as director of pediatric infectious diseases at Palmetto Health Children's Hospital in the South Carolina in Columbia, what have doctors on the front lines told you about their frustration and just what they're seeing, the faces that are coming to them?
Well, definitely the numbers are increased. We're seeing at least two times the number of people with influenza-like illness, a.k.a. influenza symptoms, that we normally see this time last year. In addition to that, I think that, you know, the emergency rooms definitely have a bunch more people coming in during this time. Primary care physicians are seeing a lot more patients that are sick. We're trying to fit people in, working later, those kind of things. It's been very rough the last couple of weeks here.
Couple of seconds. And just like in the Ebola situation, healthcare workers are vulnerable, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I will say that for most part, healthcare workers are much better about getting their flu vaccine.
Anna Catherine Rye, director of pediatric infectious diseases at Palmetto Health Children's Hospital in Columbia, South Carolina, a real flu hotspot this year. Doctor, thanks so much.
Thank you.